Thank you, Robin. Our final set of news stories for this part of today's recording begins with the local ale being named among the top 50 in the UK. A Norfolk ale has been named one of the top 50 beers in the UK. Woodford's Wherry was ranked 41st in the UK by We Are Beer, organisers of the London and Bristol Craft Beer Festivals. The multi-award winning ale has previously been crowned Champion Beer of Britain twice by Camra.
A plot of land next to a luxury eco-home in a gated community is set to go under the hammer. One of seven plots on the Octagon Park site in Little Plumstead is to be auctioned off after plans to add up to 10 luxury homes to the site were refused by Broadland District Council. The half-acre plot one on the field has planning for a four-bedroom home. Brown & Co, the agents marketing the site, say they are available to help bring each homeowner's vision to life. The patch has a guide price of £225,000. With planning permission in place, there is scope to adapt design details to suit individual needs subject to approval. The auction ends on July the 28th.
Women are shouldering the brunt of responsibility of caring for older relatives in Norfolk, a troubling new report has revealed. The report has shed light on the emotional, physical and social demands being placed on women looking after loved ones, with many desperate for help or a rest after spending more than 50 hours a week providing care. Independent organisation Healthwatch Norfolk produced the report after a request from Norfolk County Council, which has responsibility for adult social care. It received almost 150 responses through a county-wide survey and focus groups and has made a string of recommendations to help the army of unpaid carers. Most of those who responded were women over 55, caring for parents or partners and often providing more than 50 hours of support each week. Many reported feeling isolated and unsupported, with responsibility often falling on a single individual. Judith Sharp, Deputy Chief Executive of Healthwatch Norfolk, said, "These latest findings reveal the overwhelming burden of care that is falling on the shoulders of women across Norfolk." Ian Wake, Director of Adult Social Services at County Hall, said, "Respite and taking breaks have been highlighted as key in our strategy, and we have been taking a strategic approach to improving and developing respite opportunities."
The 2026 harvest has begun at Norfolk's Champion Farm, where disappointing early barley yields are down by 15 to 20% due to a lack of rainfall and unprecedented crop virus levels. After the June heatwave hastened the harvest, the combine rolled onto the fields this week at the Sal Estate near Reefham, this year's winner of the coveted Norfolk Farm Business Competition. Farm and estate manager Andrew Peel said his first cereal crop to be harvested was seed barley, whose yields are down by as much as 20% in extremely challenging conditions.
Acroma Beech has been named among the top five in the country. The beech has been recognised as the fifth best beech in an analysis of 228 Blue Flag awarded beeches in the UK and Ireland. The AA conducted the research, assessing beeches on factors such as safety, local amenities, and public favourability. The research looked at monthly Google search volumes, average Google review scores, daily car parking costs, lifeguard facilities, proximity to an RNLI lifeboat station, and water quality scores. Each data point was indexed and scored out of 100, with Cromer Beach scoring 71.49. The research also saw West Runton and East Runton beaches make it into the top 20. West Runton secured the 12th spot, scoring 68.71, while East Runton came in 19th with a score of 66.7. The latter scored lower due to the more expensive full-day car parking costs, but the overall top spot for the best beach in 2026 was awarded to Exmouth in Devon.
16 men and women have been ordained to serve in parishes across Norfolk and Waveney. At packed services in Norwich Cathedral, the Bishop of Norwich, the Right Reverend Graham Usher, ordained 7 new priests and 8 new deacons, with one priest ordained at All Saints Church in South Lynn. The cathedral ordinations were also attended by the bishops of Thetford and Lynn, the Dean of Norwich, many clergy from across the diocese and further afield, and lots of friends and family of the new priests and deacons.
We have now reached the end of part one, and Ruth and I would like to apologise if our reading has been somewhat garbled at times, but we are only human and it's been very hot. Anyway, John and Marianne will follow on with part two with more news, another feature and information desk. So Ruth and I will say goodbye for this week and hope you enjoy the rest of your listening.
Goodbye.